Dreamscape presents Unwanted by Christina Olsson, narrated by Justine Eyre. Part 1. Deceptive Signs. Monday. Whenever he let his thoughts wander, for some reason they always came back, sooner or later, to the case notes. It usually happened at night. He lay quite still in his bed and looked up at the ceiling where a fly was moving. He'd never been much good at darkness and rest. It was as though his defences were stripped away the moment the sun disappeared and the fatigue and darkness crept up to enfold him. Defencelessness was something at odds with his entire nature. A large part of his life had revolved around being on his guard, being prepared. Readiness demanded wakefulness. He registered that it had been a long time since he had been woken at night by his own tears. It had been a long time since the memories hurt him and weakened him. In that respect, he had come far in his attempt to find peace. And yet, if he shut his eyes really hard, and if it was totally, totally quiet all round him, he could see her in front of him. Her bulky form detached itself from the dark shadows and came lumbering toward him, slowly, slowly, the way she always moved. The memory of her scent still made him feel sick. Dark, sweet, and full of dust. Impossible to breathe in. Like the smell of the books in her library. And he could hear her voice. "You stubborn good-for-nothing," it hissed. "You worthless abortion." And then she grabbed him and gripped him hard. The words were always followed by the pain and the punishment. By the fire. The memory of the fire was still there on parts of his body. He liked running his finger over the scar tissue.